Most people don't self-drive these, Big End said, pulling out onto Sunset, headed east. Most people don't drive them at all, Hollis corrected from the passenger seat beside him. She craned her neck for a glimpse back into what she supposed could be called the passenger cabin. There seemed to be a sort of frosted skylight as opposed to any mere moonroof, and a lot of very glossy wood, the rest in carbon-colored lambskin.
A Brabus Maybach,
he said, as she turned her head in time to see him give the wheel a little pat. The firm of Brabus extensively tweaks the product of Maybach to produce one of these.
Darth my ride?
If you were riding in back, you could watch for Locket of Art on the monitors in each front seat back. There's MWAN and a fourplex GPRS router.
No thanks.
The seats back there, upholstered in that gunmetal lam, obviously reclined, becoming beds or possibly chairs for high-end elective surgery. Through the smoked glass at her side, she saw pedestrians at the intersection, staring at the Maybach. The light changed and Big End pulled away. The vehicle's interior was still as a museum at midnight.
Do you always drive this?
She asked.
The agency has phaetons, he said. Good stealth cars. Mistake them for Jettas at a distance. I'm not a car person.
She ran her thumb along a lambskin seat seam, like touching the butt of a supermodel, probably.
Why have you decided to interest yourself in journalism, if you don't mind my asking?
Looking for a way to make a living. Curfew royalties don't amount to much. I haven't been that talented an investor.
Few people are, he said.
If they're successful at it, of course, then they imagine they are talented. But they're all doing the same things, really.
I wish someone had told me what they were doing in that case.
If you need to earn money, there are more lucrative fields than journalism.
Are you discouraging me?
Not at all. I'm simply encouraging you in a broader way. I'm interested in what motivates you and how you understand the world. He glanced sideways at her.
Rausch tells me you've written about music.
60s garage bands. I started writing about them when I was still in the curfew.
Were they an inspiration?
She was watching a 14-inch display on the Maybach's dash, the red cursor that was the car proceeding along the green line that was Sunset. She looked up at him.
Not in any linear way, musically. They were my favorite bands.
Are, she corrected herself. He nodded. She glanced back down at the dash display and found the street map gone, replaced by wireframe diagrams of a helicopter, its bulbous profile unfamiliar. Now it appeared above the wireframe profile of a ship, either a small ship or quite a large helicopter. Cut to video of the actual aircraft in flight.
What's this?
The Hook, so-called. It's an older Soviet-made helicopter, one with tremendous lifting capacity. Syria owns at least one of them. The Hook, or another just like it, was lifting a Soviet tank now, as if in demonstration.
Drive, she ordered. Don't be watching your own PowerPoint.
Cut to a colorful, simplified animation, illustrating how a helicopter, not looking very hook-like, could shuffle cargo containers on the deck and in the holds of a freighter.
The container in your story, she began.
Yes?
Did they say whether it was very heavy?
It's not, that we know of, said Big End. But it's sometimes at the center of a stack of much heavier containers. That's a very secure position, as there's ordinarily no way at all, at sea, to access a container in that position. The Hook, though, would allow you to do that.
Plus, you could have arrived from somewhere else, another ship, say, with your container hooked.
Decent cruising range, reasonably fast. He got on the 101 freeway southbound. The Maybach suspension turned the pockmarked pavement into something silken, smooth as warm fudge. She could sense the car's power now, held effortlessly in check. On the dash display, lines symbolizing signals were being emitted by a shipping container. They rose at a sharp angle to be intercepted by a satellite, which bounced them back down,
past the curve of the earth. Where are we going, Mr. Big End?
Hubertus.
To the agency. It's a better place to discuss things.
Agency?
Blue Ant. And here on the display now, unmoving and crisply hieroglyphic, was that insect itself. Blue. She looked back up at him. His profile vaguely reminded her of someone.